In this section, I would like to walk you through creating a couple of different types of CDs. I'll do a data CD, then an audio CD, and then an MP3 CD. Okay, I'm in the new compilation dialog box in Nero. As I was saying earlier, it's a bit hard to navigate this box to tell it whether you want to do a CD or a DVD due to the way the screen reader reads the dialog box. One, when you do get to the combo box that says CD, DVD, it says something like multi-session, radio box, 3 of 3, CD combo box, blah, blah, blah. Well, it says more than it needs to say there, and it kind of makes it confusing. What you want to listen for is where it says combo box. That will be where you're at your CD, DVD selection option. Also, another problem with this combo box and the screen reader is when you up and down arrow to make your selections in it, it loses focus. So as soon as you try to choose CD or DVD, it goes to that and then it loses focus. So you're going to have to tab around back to it if you want to change it again from CD to DVD or DVD to CD. Nero will remember what you last set it to, so you need to check it, make sure it's what you want. We're going to choose CD this time.
Tab, new button. Tab, cancel. Tab, multi-session. Tab. Tab, list new. Graphic 17, CD, Pacheron, left baron, ISO, right baron. Tab, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, combo box, CD.
There we are. And it's set to CD. Now I'm going to show you how it loses focus. I'm going to change it to DVD.
Multi-session tab, DVD, Pacheron, left baron, ISO, right baron.
Okay. It takes us to the options list of what we want to do for a DVD instead of staying in the combo box. So we have to go back around to it again to change it back to CD.
Tab, list new, graphic 17, DVD, dash on left tab, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, combo box, DVD.
See, it says DVD now. Now I'm going to change it back to CD.
Multi-session tab, CD, dash on left baron, ISO, right baron.
Okay, it's lost its focus on that combo box, and we're over back into our list box of options. I'm going to go down through this for you. First one is
info tab, multi-session tab, ISO tab, label tab, dates tab, list tab, burn tab, tab, list new, graphic 17, CD, Pacheron, left baron, ISO, right baron.
CD-ROM, ISO. That is simply a data CD that you can copy programs over, MP3 files over, folders, whatever. Anything but, you know, audio. Well, you can copy audio over to it, too, but it's going to leave it in its data format and not be able to be played on an audio CD player. Okay, and you can arrow down through this list.
Audio CD.
Sometimes you have to press your arrow down or arrow up once or twice. The list box doesn't select real well sometimes.
Graphic 983 audio CD 2 of 12.
Second one is our audio CD. This is where you create audio CDs to play on audio CD players.
Mixed mode CD.
A mixed mode CD is a mix between a program CD and a music CD. It has both types of information on it. We're not going to worry about those. You'll probably never create one.
CD Extra.
I'm not sure what CD Extra is. We're not going to worry about that.
CD Copy.
CD Copy is where you can actually make copies of a program CD or an audio CD. You would select this and it'll bring you into the copying portion of Nero.
Video CD.
Video CD. This allows you to take a regular CD and put MPEG-1 video files onto it for 64 minutes of MPEG-1 video. Most DVD players will play these.
Super Video CD.
Super Video CD is also an MPEG-1 video format that some DVD players will play and some will not. It's a higher quality MPEG-1 setting. You know, the video looks a little better. You know, of course, for us, we probably really don't care about that.
Mini DVD.
Not sure what mini DVD is. This option will not be available on Nero 5 or 5.5 users menus. Okay, we're going to go back up to the top.
CD-ROM left there, ISO right there, and CD.
Because we just want to create a data CD. And we're going to tab over to new.
Tab, new compilation dialog, multi-session pay, tab, Nero Express button, tab, open dot 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 button, tab, no multi-session, tab, new button.
To go into Nero.
Space, preview, test.
Okay. The first box we come into is our compilation view, where you could press F2 and give it a name if you want.
Test 101.
Our CD is just called test. We're going to leave it at that.
Tab, list view.
Next box is, again, your compilation list window.
Name better bar, graphic 162, size better bar, type better bar, modify better bar, origin better bar.
Unfortunately for us, Nero doesn't give these windows very good names, so you're just going to have to kind of get used to where you're at and remember what each list box says.
Tab, preview, data opened. Nero podcast folder opened.
Okay, this is our...
settings closed. XP home left there and Z colon right there and open.
This is our drive navigation list box. Now we'll use this to tell Nero where we want to get our files and folders for the compilation that we're creating from.
Documents and settings closed. XP home left there and Z colon right there and open.
I'm going into my XP drive, which is C.
Documents and settings closed. Nero podcast folder opened.
I'm going to a folder I created for this test called Nero Podcast.
Data opened.
And I'm going to data because we're creating data. I'll tab again.
Tab, list view, not selected, JFW script tutorials file folder 2/24/2006/159/37.
This takes us into our folder and file view of the drive we selected.
Basics underline of underline script, rail.txt, built-in.txt, find.txt, frame-manual.txt.
There's a list of some of our files. It's just simply some JAWS tutorial files that I've selected for this purpose. There are several ways that you can copy information from this window down to your compilation list. One method of doing it is, if you want to do everything in the folder, you just simply do your Control A to select all, your Control C to copy, then you would tab back down to your compilation list and you would do a Control V to paste, and then all your files would be in your compilation list box. You can also select files separately just by using your shift and down arrow to select multiple files, or the control and the space bar and the down arrow to select more than one file, but not in a sequential order, you know, just various files from the folder. And in Nero, there is a shortcut key that I like to use a lot, and it's called Control and 1. So you hold down the Control key and the number 1 key, not on the number pad, but up on the number row. Say we want to take this file down to a compilation list. I've selected, I'm going to hit Control and 1.
Control 1, frame-manual.txt.
And it, what it does is it automatically takes it from the PC down to the compilation list. Automatically, I'll tab down to it and show you.
Tab, preview, test. Tab, list view, not selected, frame-manual.txt, 86kb, text 2, dot, 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 4/28/200.
So you don't have to do the copy and paste. This is real good for
shift tab preview test shift tab list view frame manual.txt 86kb text document 4/28.
It's real good to use after you've selected a bunch of files, and instead of using your copy paste commands here, I'll select a few more.
fsdn.txt.
Okay, I'm going to hold down on my shift key and hit down arrow.
hjadmin.txt hjpad.txt jaws quick start b dot dot dot.
Okay, I've selected these three files, and I'm going to do a Control 1.
Control 1, fstn.txt, hjadmin.txt, hjfad.txt, jaws quickstart b. Tab, preview, tab, list view, unselected frame manual.txt, 86kb text, frame manual.txt, fstn.txt, hjadmin.txt, hjfad.txt, jaws quickstart.
And all those are down in my compilation list now. So it's really shorter just to use the Control and 1 keys once you've selected the files and folders you want to copy, because you don't have to do a Control C, then tab down to the window and do a Control V to paste. It's just the Control 1 does all that automatically. Okay.
Tab, preview, data opened. Tab, list view, jaws quick start b. 40kb text document 9/29/2005/258/44.a/fsdn.txt.
Okay, we're back down in our compilation list. If you want to know how much data is to be written that we've dragged down here so far, you can hit JAWS key and 3 on the numpad.
Total size of this code to MDB and DVDDDW60.
To do a read your status bar.
Total size of this code to MDB and DVDDDW60.
And it says there's 2 MB total on our compilation, and it tells you what burner you're using. You can also hit F7.
F7, compilation properties dialog, info page, info tab, cd-rom, left paren, iso, right paren.
And this is a dialog box, gives us our compilation info. You can also go up to the files menu and go down to compilation info in that menu as well to get to it. This dialog box, you have to do your Control B to read it.
Compilation properties dialog, info page, files already on disk colon 0kb left paren 0 bytes right paren user data to be written colon 1070kb left paren 2mb right paren file system overhead colon 342kb left paren 1mb right paren total data to be written colon 1412kb left paren 2mb right paren files slash folders colon 5 files created colon 2/24/2006/30833pm change colon 2/20.
There's a lot of information there, but it essentially will tell you how many files and folders are to be written out. You can hit escape to get out of that. Go back to your compilation list. Okay, let's say we want to burn these. We've picked everything we want. If you wanted to burn more than this, you needed other folders on other places in the drive, you would simply find those places on your drive, go into those folders, select the files, bring them down to your compilation list and add them in, and so on and so on and so on until you had everything down there you wanted. We're just going to do a couple of files here, just to make this quick. Now, the shortcut to starting a burn is Control B. You can either do the Control B, or you can go up to the Recorders menu and go to the Start Burn from there. On Nero 5 and 5.5, I believe it's under the File menu instead of the Recorder menu, and it'll say Write Files, I believe. Okay, so let's start that.
Control B, burn compilation dialog, burn page, determine maximum speed, checkbox not checked, cd-rom, left paren, iso, right paren.
This is the burn dialog box, and it essentially, again, gives you all your little choices.
Tab, simulation, checkbox not checked. Tab, right, checkbox checked. Tab, right, speed, colon, combo, box, 16 minutes, left paren, 2004, untab, right, method, colon, combo, tab, number of copies, colon, edit, 1. Tab, seamless link, checkbox checked. Tab, use multiple recorders, checked. Tab, do a virus check before burn, tab, burn button.
That we had when we were creating a compilation. Basically, you set all those one time, forget them. You generally never need to change them again. We tab to the burn button. And then when we get there, you can press your space bar. This will start the burn. You'll get a another dialog box up at that point that isn't really accessible. You have to use the JAWS cursor to get the information off of it. The window essentially tells you that it started burning and what the progress is of the burn. So if you need to get any of that information, if it's a long burn, you know, 5, 6, 8 minutes, whatever, and you want to know what it's doing, you'll have to use your JAWS cursor to get through that. Okay, we're going to start the burn.
Space. Cancel button.
Okay, it started burning. I hear my CD drive coming on. You don't get a whole lot of information here. It's just set and wait. This shouldn't take more than a few seconds. don't think you can get any status information.
Writing to disk at DVDDDW1620 graphic 432.
Okay, it just says it's writing to disk.
Neural burning ROM dialog. Burn process completed successfully at 16x left there in 2400 KB/left there. Okay button.
Okay, then when it's done, you'll get a writing successfully done or unsuccessfully done. You press OK on that.
Space, the button.
Then you come back to your dialog. It automatically goes to the done button, and we'll press that.
Space. Preview, data opened. Preview, data opened.
Okay. Your CD will pop out. And that's done. You can take that out. You'll come back to the Nero main menu. And that's essentially all there is to burning data CDs. Now, let's burn an audio CD. So let me put a disc in. Okay, since we're in the Nero program already, we're just going to go up to File.
Menu bar, File. Menu, File, Menu, New, dot, 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 Control, plus N.
And do a New, which will take us to the New Compilation box.
Enter, leaving menus, New Compilation dialog, Multi-Session page, No Multi-Session Radio button check, CD-ROM left there, ISO right there.
Okay, once again, we got to find our combo box.
Tab, New button, Tab, Cancel button, Tab, Multi-Session tab. Tab, List New, Graphic 17, CD-ROM left there, ISO right there. Tab, New Compilation Dialog, Multi-Session Page, Combo Box, CD.
Combo Box, CD. Okay, it still says it's CD. Nero remembers everywhere you went and what you set last, and it'll come back up to that automatically.
Shift Tab, List New, Graphic 17, CD-ROM, Left Baron, ISO, Right Baron.
Okay, we're in our list of options, and we want to go down to Audio CD.
Audio CD.
You may have to press your cursor keys a couple of times to get it to go, but it will go. Okay, we're on Audio. Then we're going to tab.
Tab, New Compilation Dialog, Audio CD Page, Combo Box, CD. Tab, Neural Express Button. Tab, Open dot 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 button. Tab, Write CD Text on CD Checkbox Not Checked.
Okay, we're going to come up with some edit boxes here. One of them is Write CD Text Out to the CD. That's basically for CD players that have an LCD display on them. They can display the tracked text. We're not too worried about that.
Tab, copyright, colon, edit.
If it's copyrighted music of yours that you want to make sure you have your copyright on it, you would type it in here.
Tab, producer, colon, edit.
Who you are, your producer.
Tab, UPC/ENCODE, colon, edit. Tab, date, colon, list box, 2/24/2006.
Put the date.
Tab, comments, colon, edit.
Comments.
Tab, new button.
Okay, we're going to go to new.
Space. Neural burning ROM, list one, list new.
Okay, the difference you're going to notice here, when we were creating data CDs, you had four windows. The folder view of the CD, the compilation box, the drive list box, and the files and folders list box. You're only going to have three on the audio CD since we don't have a folder view for the CD we're creating. You don't need that fourth window.
Length. Tab, preview, data opened.
Okay.
Tab, list view, not selected JFW script tutorials file folder 2/24/2006/159/37.
Essentially remembers where we last left off, what drive we were on, what folder we were on.
Tab, list one, list view.
And our list is empty. There's nothing in it.
Tab, preview, data opened. JFW script tutorials. Data opened. Neuro podcast folder opened.
Okay, we're back to our Neuro podcast.
Data opened.
Data opened.
Data closed.
And close that.
MP3.
We're going to MP3.
Tab, list view, not selected info.mp3 285 MP3 format zoom.2/4.
And then tab over to our files and folders view window for the information.
Script01.mp3, script02.mp3, script03.mp3, script04.mp3.
Okay, here's my MP3 files. And I'm going to, for this purpose, I'm just going to select all of them, so I'm going to do a Control-A.
Info.mp3, script01.mp3, script 0.
And then I'm going to do a Control-1.
Control-1, adding file left there and select there in dialog.
To copy
it. Activity, colon, static, 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 cancel button.
Okay, it takes a few seconds. It's converting the MP3s to WAV. It doesn't say any of that to us since we're blind, but if you could see, you would there would be a little status bar writing out saying converting files and such. So we're just going to wait. I don't think we can get any status information. No.
Cancel. List new. Script 04.mp36287kbmp3formats.2/4. Script 04.mp. Script 03.mp3.
Okay, we're back up to our window. You don't get a whole lot of information there. So you just wait till you come back up to your list box. Let's tab down to our compilation.
Tab. List 1. List 2. Not selected. 1 info 035.630.02.0002.0037.63. 1. Info 035.630.02.0002.0037.63.
It's kind of hard to understand, but it gives you the track title, the length, the start and stop positions on the CD.
2. Script 01. 1448.47.02.0009.63. 1528.35. 3. Script 02. 1743.02.0002.0015.30.35. 3313.37. 4. Script 03. 1809.62.0002.0033.15.37. 5125.24. 5. Script 04. 1324.07.0002.0051.27.24. 6451.31. 6. Script 05. 1025.31.0002.0064.53.31. 7518.62. 7. Script 06. 858.67.02.0075.20.62.8419.54.
Okay. Now, this is something else Nero does not tell you. I dragged all these MP3 files over from my folder down to the compilation window. Now I've got to about the sixth file, and listening to it, I'm able to determine that the end position is at 85 minutes. Well, as you know, you can only fit 74 minutes on a CD or 80 minutes on a CD, depending on what type of blanks you buy. Mine that I'm using are 80 minutes. So we know at this point there's too much data to be written out to a CD. I'm going to do my status reading keys.
Total size on disk 1646 MB, left parent duration 187:16, right parent DVDDD.
There's 1600 meg written. We know that's way too much. Nero doesn't warn you in any way except for showing you a color bar graph down along the bottom, which we can't see. It shows green, yellow, and red. Once it goes into the red, it means it's past what will fit onto your CD. And we have no way of telling this, so you just have to kind of go down through your tracks on the compilation list and make sure they fit. Make sure you have less than, you know, the 650 meg for a 74-minute CD and 700 meg for a 80-minute CD. It's
9. Script 08. 1253.28.02.0.102:40.458. Script 07. 1816.66.02.0.8421.54. 102:38.7. Script 06. 858.67.02.0.7520.62.8419.54.
Okay. This track goes past the limit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select, I'm going to hold my shift key down.
8, 11 script, 12 script, 13 script, 14 script, 13, 15.04, 02.0, 174.
And I'm going to delete those tracks out. You just simply select them like you would any other tracks and you press your delete key.
5, script 04, 6, script 05, 1025.31, 02.0, 6453.31, 7518.62.
And it goes out to 75 minutes, which will just barely fit.
6, script 05, 1025.31, 02.0, 6450.
So we have six tracks to write out. Okay, so that's kind of the warning I'll give you. You have to be very careful how many files you drag down there. You have to make sure what you're doing will fit onto your CD, because you won't get any warnings until you try to burn it. If it's too long and you try to burn it, you're going to get an error message from Nero once you do your Control B to start burning. Okay, we're ready to start burning this.
Control B. Burn compilation dialog. Burn page. Determine maximum speed. Check box. Not checked. Not checked. Audio CD.
And we get our same little dialog box.
Tab, 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 number of copies for tab, seamless with tab, use multiple recorders, checkbox not checked. Tab, burn button.
Go to our burn. And press spacebar to start burning our CD.
Space. Cancel button.
Okay, I hear it start. Now, you can only use your Jaws cursor key here to get a status of your progress.
Jaws to PC. Home. Graphic 822, 5% right into dispatch left bracket on your one right bracket minimize symbol, restore symbol, close symbol. Graphic 822, 5% right into dispatch left bracket on your one right bracket minimize symbol, file, menu bar, edit, menu bar, view, menu bar, recorder, graphic 600, compilation name, colon, audio, one off, graphic 585, time, edit bar, event, at graphic 919, graphic 152, scene was link activated. Graphic 919, 328, 19 p.m. burn process started at 16x left Farron 2400 kb/s/Farron. Write in file colon script 01.mp3. Copy colon 1/1 total time colon 0:44. Status colon write in at 16x left Farron 2400 kb/s/Farron. Use red buffer colon 98%. Completed colon 14%.
So you basically just go down through the dialog box.
Completed colon 16%.
You can find your completed, and you can keep doing your reading keys to find out the status.
Completed colon 19%. 20% right into dispatch left bracket audio one right bracket.
Or if you don't want to do that, turn your PC cursor back on. You can do a title read.
23% right into dispatch left bracket audio one right bracket.
And it'll tell you how much of a percentage is done there as well. But if you wanted some more of the detailed information, you could use your Jaws cursor and go down through the whole dialog box. But you can just hit your insert T if you don't want to, and you'll get a percentage.
30% right into dispatch left bracket audio one right bracket.
So, basically, creating an audio CD isn't that much different than creating a data CD. You just have to tell it that you want to create an audio CD and your options for the CD burning. And you would go into your files and folders and find all your music, copy it down to the compilation window, just like you would do for a data CD. Once you're done, press your Control B to start your burn. Or on Nero 5 and 5.5, you could go up to Files menu and write files. Or on 6 and 7, you can go up to the Recorder menu and start burn compilation. Or you can just do your shortcut as Control B.
50% right into dispatch left bracket, audio one right bracket.
Okay, and we're getting there. As you can see, Nero is pretty accessible. The window names are not quite listed real well, you know, as far as being able to tell what they are. But once you get used to them, you can tell what they are. They're not named very well. So you just kind of got to get used to that. Okay, we're almost done here.
98% right into dispatch left bracket audio one right bracket.
Should be done in just a second.
100% right into dispatch left bracket audio one right bracket.
Should be getting our burn successful box here in just a second. And that's essentially all there is to writing an audio CD.